Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My show is broadcast live every Thursday at 11, and you can call in if you'd like at 805-564-1290 or toll free at 866-564-1290. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's bruceandsallen.com or tweet at Bruce Allen. We usually have Wayne Levine with us for... You know something? I am reading from the wrong thing. We usually do have Wayne Levine with us for the men's room, but this is the teen rap segment, so I am going to get back on point. And we thankfully have our special guest, Pastor Drew Sams, but I also want to announce that we have a new sponsor for teen rap. It's the Wright Center for Orthodontics. Dr. Chad Wright has offices in Santa Barbara and Camarillo. The Camarillo number is 805-484-1688, and the Santa Barbara one is 805-687-6453. If you recall, last week I mentioned the Wright Center because they were the organization and group that sent a box of goodies to our friends in Agana Swedru, Ghana. And now they're a sponsor of our show. It is just a beautiful synergy of show, topic, people, and I couldn't be happier to have them as one of our sponsors, especially for teen rap. Pastor Drew is with us. He has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 5 years. He's also pursuing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California. Welcome, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, thanks so much for having me on this morning.
It is a pleasure, as always. We are talking about Friends today, and that was, in fact, the Friends theme song that preceded our segment, which is my younger son's favorite show. He has watched and has all 10 seasons worth of episodes. But friendships have changed even since that series has come out. I'd like to get your first initial thoughts both on what was in the column and what you just would like to share about friendships as you've observed it in the youth ministry.
Sure. You know, that song, even the Friends theme song, just brings back such nostalgia. It reminds me of really a different time when relationships were different in life. I was having a conversation with a friend who is also a volunteer in our high school ministry, and he said, while Facebook and some of the online social media platforms have helped us reconnect with people that maybe we had lost touch with over the years, in some ways it's changed so much of how we interact with one another. And like your previous guest said, it has caused a lot of superficiality in relationships. And I asked him about that, and I said, well, what are some ways in which it's changed it? And he says, well, now, instead of sitting down and getting to know somebody over a meal or doing an activity together and learning about them and asking them about their parents and where they grew up, I can read about all of it online in their info section and their their activities. And he said, sadly, I can pre-screen whether I want to be friends with them or not.
That's very, very interesting and kind of sad. Not to mention that what people write about themselves and put out there, just like in the online dating area that we often talk about, may not be true.
Sure. And he says, and if I'm pre-screening people based upon what they project and what they put out, I would probably miss out on so many relationships that when you really got to know them, maybe things that you both struggle with. Gosh, we both came from adopted parents, and maybe you didn't share that in your profile.
Because who's going to share the painful stuff?
Sure, of course. Of course.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting. In that same conversation, we were talking about how, and this relates to your column about there are no perfect friends, that when you look at a spectrum, I think people fit at one point on this spectrum. On the far left is brokenness, and on the far right is wholeness or perfection.
Excuse me, we don't do politics on this show.
You've said that to me before, haven't you, Bruce?
Yes. Okay, go on, I'm sorry.
So you've got on the far left brokenness, and on the far right perfection and wholeness. And I think sometimes when we're looking for friendships, and I think this applies, like my friend was saying, where he pre-screens, we think when we're farther to the right of the column, when we're closer to perfection or wholeness, then we don't really want to spend time with people who are broken or who are messy or might tax our time, and we miss out on that. And so we were talking about how, in reality, so many of us have a brokenness to us, that we have struggles and we have fears, and if we're actually able to open up and to share, we can embrace that together and then move together more towards wholeness and more towards, you know, a fullness of life. But I think we all fit somewhere on that spectrum.
I agree. And right now, as you may have heard, I am in the completely broken category as far as my wife is concerned. Mm-hmm. Because I made a foolish remark that offended her. So would you do me a favor and tell her to forgive me officially through the church?
Yeah, you know, there's huge power in forgiveness. There really is.
Honey, are you listening?
Well,
I've actually made him wordless. I've actually gotten Pastor Drew's. He doesn't know what. He knows both me and my wife very well. And I'm sorry to put you on the spot.
I love it.
Let's continue on the friend's path. You know, it's my younger son, his relationships seem to be literally only connected by texting. Mm. He hardly sees anybody. My older son, however, still has a more in-person social life. They're only 3 years apart, but they're revealing the changes so rapidly.
Mm. I was having a conversation with, he's an incoming high school freshman, last week. We went to lunch together. He was texting the whole time, and I finally had to say, hey, while we're together, if you don't mind putting that away, you know, I'm buying you lunch. I'm buying you In-N-Out. I want to actually talk to you. And so he put it away. And
right,
I said,
and In-N-Out, no less.
I know. And I thought that would went over his heart.
Wow.
And I said,
I just got Denny's when we went out.
Yeah, that's true. Well, next date. Okay. Next date, we'll up it to In-N-Out. So I said to him, I said, just, I was curious. And I said, how many texts would you say you send a day? And he immediately said, oh, anywhere between 200 to 700.
And by the way, that's average.
Average. And I said, really? And I said, how'd you know? He said, oh, I checked my bill. I was interested one time. And I said, well, how many different people are that? And he said, it's about four or five. And then the next thing he said was actually more insightful than how many. He said, you know, I'd say about 99% of them really just don't mean anything.
Whoa. So he's really clear on the superficiality of it, yet he's completely engaged by it.
Yeah. Yeah. So as we were exploring that and talking about it, I asked him, I said, would you rather talk on the phone or text? He said, oh, text. It's so much easier. I don't have to waste my time, you know, hearing about anything that I don't want to hear.
And they can do it exactly when they want it.
Yeah.
Horror of horrors that they are interrupted from what they're doing, not when they want to be.
Yeah. You know, I think there's an unintended consequence that I think often is overlooked. When you have a conversation with somebody, I think it engages, and I'm not a neurologist, but I know that it engages a part of the brain in which you have to be able to adapt and respond, and it's like in-the-moment thinking. Even now as we're doing the show and it's unscripted, as we're having this dialogue, that engages a different part of the brain rather than if we sat down, thought about it, wrote it out ahead of time, and just read from the script. And I think when we text rather than have conversations, I think it's going to atrophy a part of our brain that we normally engage in when we have conversation. We have to respond to people in the moment. And so it'll be interesting to see what unintended consequences there will be down the road.
Interesting is a kind word. We are completely out of time, but those were very wise words and an excellent segment with you today. Thank you, Pastor Drew.
Thank you. Congratulations on the new sponsor. That's fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's time for a break. If you want to call in for the last couple segments, do so at 866-564-1290 or tweet me at Bruce Salen or email at brucesalen.com, bruce@brucesalen.com. This is The Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.
Let all the others fight and fuss. Whatever happens, we got us.
We're closer than pages that stick in a book. We're closer than ripples that play in a brook.